Lee, it's difficult to know quite where to start with that. It could all have been so different if Scott Malone said I hadn't hit both posts in the third minute.
Yeah, we started well for the first 20 minutes. I thought we were a better team. And then they went 2-0 up, and at half-time I went 4-4-2 and tried to give us a chance to get back in the game. Second half, the lads crumbled, to be honest. Didn't stand up to the fight. I don't know where that performance has come from.
Obviously, you know, the obvious one is the scoreline, but particularly, was that the method of defeat, the method of the way the goals were conceded that's really got to you?
Well, yeah, definitely, yeah. I mean, all the things we've done well the last 3 or 4 weeks, we didn't do it tonight. We didn't compete. We didn't win our battles. We didn't work hard. And that's what you get when you don't. You know, you can't turn it on and off like a tap. The lads got to do it consistently, and they didn't do that tonight.
All the more surprising with the way you've been playing away from home.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I think we missed Wes Thomas tonight. I think it highlighted what an important job he does for us in that formation. But apart from that, really, you know, really disappointing night because, you know, we're a lot better than that.
How does things pan out in the dressing room after these sort of results? Do players put their hands up and take individual responsibility? How do things happen? Without getting you to name names, obviously.
Yeah, it's we've had a major chat in there. So it needs sorting out, needs addressing, and we need to put in a massive performance now on Saturday because that's not good enough.
A lot of people, you know, have not positive things to say about the JPD, but both managers running into this game were quite positive in the fact that it was a competition you wanted to go far in. Does that make it hurt all the more?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know, I don't want to lose any game, especially 6-0. It's you know, we're 3 games away after this from a Wembley appearance, and I don't think any of the lads have ever played at Wembley, so it's a massive opportunity to go and do that. And we didn't fight for it tonight. We rolled over.
In terms of confidence and momentum and things, any defeat is obviously a problem, is a hurdle. A defeat of this magnitude, how much can that set things back?
Yeah, can do massively. We've got to be strong, you know, mentally, and get back to what we do best, which is working hard and being on the front foot and being positive in our play. And, you know, we need to get back to that as soon as possible.
Obviously, as you say, they went quite quickly 2-0 up after that, but you went 4-4-2 at half-time. Mm. Did you obviously believe there was a positive route back into the game if you started the second half well?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Obviously, the next goal was going to be huge, and you know, they got that quite soon after the second half and started, and then we were fighting an uphill battle then. And after that, I just feel that we didn't do our jobs right as a team or individually. And, yeah, massive learning curve for the team tonight.
It's obviously the biggest scoreline under you, but is it by some distance the worst performance under you?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Yeah, it is. There won't be any more of them.
In terms of your squad, you're short of options in terms of a number of players aren't available for the cup this weekend, so if you wanted to make a massive shake-up, have you got the options too?
Yeah, I've got four that's not available on Saturday, so I've got to make at least them changes, so I would have made changes anyway. Yeah, there's not many out there that could knock on my door if I changed them.
And in terms of the dynamic and the character in your squad, you've got a mix of experience and of youth. How much do the experienced players need to come to the fore now and lift everybody?
Yeah, massively, yeah. All of them do. You know, and I want them all, whether they're 18 or 39 in Steve Fletcher's case. I want them all stand up to be counted. And, you know, it's where we've got to show our character now and start, you know, our self-belief and get back to what we do best.
Very finally, any positive news on injuries for the weekend? The likes of Sean Cooper, Sean McDonald, are they getting any closer?
Not this moment in time, no.